You're listening to the Fearless Ink Podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 85, Using Travel as Your Inspiration. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Ink Podcast. I'm Arshalita. This is the place where we explore the creative process and uncover tips to help you find your inspiration in everyday life. Today we're talking about a topic that's exciting. It's travel, and we all love to travel, right? Well, using travel as a way to spark creativity for writers, whether you're a seasoned traveler or someone who just prefers to explore from the comfort of your own home, this episode is for you. Travel is more than just visiting new places. And that's something that I think we all love to do. Going to new places, experiencing new things. It's just the nostalgia of leaving home and going somewhere different. It's about experiencing new cultures, meeting diverse people, and witnessing all of the beauty that this world has to offer. Now, for writers, these experiences can be a gold mine for inspiration. Think about it. Every destination has its own story, and as writers, we have the power to weave those tales into our own work. So if you travel overseas, you go to other countries and you're experiencing different cultures, each place can ignite our imagination and challenge our perspectives. I think that that is something really beautiful when we're able to challenge what our own perspective is about a particular place or certain people, and then we're able to expand that perspective, or we're able to just dive deeper into what we believe. It's not just about the sights, it's about the smell, the sound, the sensation that really fills every creative space that we have. So how can we harness this inspiration while we're traveling? Few practical things that we can do. First is to keep a travel journal. And this is something that you can pick up at Walmart or Target. They have travel journals everywhere. You can document not only where you've been, but your thoughts, your feelings, your observations. Write about the people you meet, the conversations you have. This is raw material, and it can serve as a foundation for stories, for poems, or for your characters later on. The second thing is to embrace the unexpected. Sometimes the best stories, the best poems come from unplanned adventures. So be open to being spontaneous. If you stumble upon a local festival or some hidden cafe or some tour, you know, take time to explore it. Those moments can add depth to your narrative. The third thing is to capture your surroundings, and that's by taking photos. You don't have to have an expensive camera to do that. Use your cell phone. You can make sketches. You don't have to be a professional, you know, sketch artist or someone who draws. It's just a way for you to document what you've seen or what you've done. Collect mementos from the places that you go. These tangible items can trigger memories. They trigger feelings when you return back home, sparking new ideas for your writing. And the last thing is something I love to do is engage with the locals. Ask questions, listen to stories, and really immerse yourself in the culture. the unique perspectives of the people who actually live in these places you visit can inspire new characters or plot lines or poems. It really will take your poem to another level when you're able to bring things that you've seen and experienced into a poem. And then when your reader goes through that poem and they're able to see and experience those things as well. Now, let's turn the inspiration into action. Now, once you've documented everything, you've written everything down, you've taken pictures, you've talked with people, and you've have all this information, this inspiration, let's look at a few writing exercises that you can do while you're on the road or even when you return back home. The first is a descriptive writing prompt. So choose a place you're visiting and spend like 10 minutes writing a description. Focus on the sensory details. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell and feel? The second thing is character development. Actually create a character based on someone you meet while you're traveling, someone that you've talked to, or just someone that you've seen. Write a short backstory for them, incorporating the elements from the culture and from the experience. And this can be something really fun. This is something that I do a lot when I'm writing poetry. I people watch. And those of you who know me well know that I do this. I love to people watch, and sometimes I eavesdrop on people's conversation. No, it's not polite. No, it's probably not the best thing to do, but I don't use the information other than inspiration. So I may see a young couple sitting at a table talking, and I will create my own backstory of who they are, why they're together, what they're talking about, what's going to happen afterwards. And it's like a whole entire story. They have no idea that I'm doing it, but it makes for good writing. The third thing is postcard stories. Write a story or a poem inspired by a postcard you see. We all go into gift shops when we're traveling. We're looking for mementos. We're looking for things that we can take back home for ourselves or for family or friends. So pick up some postcards and get inspired by what you see. And it might even be a place that you have visited while you're there. But imagine the life of the person who might have sent it and what their story is. Use your imagination. Beyond the physical journey, travel can also be a metaphor for personal growth, right? Think about the transitions in your life. What lessons have you learned? These experiences can translate into your writing, giving your characters more relatability and depth. Before we wrap up, remember that you don't have to travel far to find inspiration. Sometimes when you're walking in your own neighborhood or visiting your local museum or a bookstore you haven't gone to yet, or that new coffee shop that's opened up in your city, it can just provide a lot of creative fuel. The key is to remain curious. I think that is something as writers we have to practice doing everywhere we go, everything we do, everyone we meet, and be open to the world that's around us. Thank you for joining me today on The Fearless Sink. I hope you've been inspired to pack your bags, or at least, you know, a lunch and explore new horizons. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, rate, and leave me a comment. I look at all the reviews. And if you have a question or comment for me, make sure that you send me a message. I read all my messages and respond to them all. Until next time, keep writing and take care.